from VOA News in Washington. British police are confirming a number of fatalities after a reported massive explosion in an arena in Manchester where a rock concert had just ended. Few details are available, but police are warning people to stay away from the area. The explosion happened moments after the pop star Ariana Grande finished a show. Witnesses say they heard a loud explosion, and people then began running everywhere. Donald Trump criticized Iranian aggression and military ambitions Monday on his first visit to Israel as the American president. He said the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias. It must cease immediately. The United Nations Security Council has called another emergency session to address North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. The meeting would be the second in as many weeks. It's set for Tuesday and was requested by the United States, South Korea, and Japan. South Korean analysts said the latest missile was fired Sunday afternoon from South Pyongan province and traveled about 500 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. The ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye is due in court Tuesday to face trial over the massive corruption scandal that led to her stunning downfall. She faces charges of bribery, extortion, abuse of power, and other high-profile corruption charges. All of those charges combined could potentially send her to jail for life. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq says the so-called Islamic State's days are numbered in that country, and the liberation of the city of Mosul is imminent. The days of the so-called ISIL caliphate in Iraq are numbered, thanks to the bravery and patriotism of the Iraqi security forces, including the popular mobilization forces, the Peshmerga and the tribal volunteers, as well as the endurance of the Iraqi people. The words today from the head of the UN assistance mission in Iraq, John Kubis, as he told Security Council members on Monday, the liberation of Mosul is imminent. The terrorists seized Iraq's second-largest city in the middle of 2014. Iraqi national forces, with support from the International Anti-ISIL Coalition, began military operations to retake Mosul in October 2016. Gambia's government used a court order Monday to seize assets belonging to the exiled former president Yahya Jammeh. They include nearly 90 bank accounts and 14 companies linked to Jammeh. The justice minister says Jammeh stole $50 million in public funds before fleeing Gambia for Equatorial Guinea in January. Jammeh and his associates have remained unavailable for any comment since he left the country. He ruled Gambia for 22 years before losing December's presidential election to Adama Barrow. He contested the results for several weeks before giving up and fleeing the country. His long-ruling political party lost April's parliamentary elections to the opposition United Democratic Party. Officials in Thailand say a bomb blast in the capital has wounded at least 24 people. Police say the explosion at a military hospital in Bangkok Monday happened on the third anniversary of a military coup. The remains of batteries and wires were found at the scene of the explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, nor was it clear if the explosion was connected to the 2014 military coup that overthrew a democratically elected government. Doctors and medical students took to the streets of Venezuela's capital Monday in the latest in a series of ongoing and increasingly violent street demonstrations following protests over the weekend in which a man was set on fire. Video shows the man running through the crowd, engulfed in flames. And now this developing story, the British police confirming that a number of people have been killed after a reported massive explosion in an arena in Manchester where a concert by the pop singer Ariana Grande had just ended.
That's the latest world news from VOA.